Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix. 欢迎回到我们的迷你双语板块新词特饮，短短几分钟，让不同段位的你掌握最新最地道的英文谈资。In today's Buzzword Mix, our buzzword is doom scrolling. This is one of the key buzzwords that pretty much defined the past couple of years. But before we look at the definition of it, let me ask you a question first.With the world and our society seeing more and more attention, and with us now going through yet another wave of COVID cases, have you ever had the experience of lying in your bed, wide awake, late at night, looking at your phone, reading and watching all these negative news on social media? You know they make you depressed, anxious, yet you just can't seem to stop and ending up being even more depressed.不知道你是不是也有那种经历，就是抱着手机一直刷各种各样的负面新闻，一直刷到自己觉得世界不会再好了。That is called doom scrolling. Doom scrolling is made up of doom and scrolling. Doom means the end of the world. Doom 就是末日的意思。Scrolling is when you look at something on the screen, you try to scroll up and scroll down to see more content.而 scroll 指的是在页面上浏览的时候向上向下滚动的这个动作。So doom scrolling is the act of spending an excessive amount of screen time devoted to the absorption of negative news. 所以今天的 buzzword, doom scrolling, 负面刷屏指的就是这种花大量时间在线上浏览各种各样的负面新闻。The term is thought to have originated in October 2018 on Twitter.However, the word may have earlier origins, and the phenomenon itself predates the coining of the term.
虽然这个 doom scrolling 是从前几年才开始流行起来的一个词，但实际上这种对负面新闻上瘾的行为可不是什么新鲜事儿。
The practice of doom scrolling nowadays can be compared to an older phenomenon from the 1970s called the mean world syndrome.
在上世纪70年代就有人提出来一种叫做 The Mean World Syndrome, 险恶世界症候群。
This refers to the belief that the world is a more dangerous place to live in than it actually is, usually as a result of long-term exposure to violence-related content on television.
那个时候这种 Mean World Syndrome 主要指的就是因为看多了电视上反映的暴力事件，所以觉得世风日下，世道险恶。变得非常悲观。
And studies show that seeing upsetting negative news leads people to seek out more information on the topic, creating a self-perpetuating cycle. In other words, the more you read about the negative news in the world, the more you want to look for more of these negative news.
也就是说，负面新闻看得越多，我们就越想去看更多的负面新闻，形成一个自我不断强化延续的恶性循环。
And doom scrolling became widespread during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in the beginning. With a lack of reliable COVID-19 data, many social media users turn to social media and get attracted by all these sensationalized fake news.
Doom scrolling 在疫情期间，特别是疫情的早期，可以说是达到了峰值，因为那个时候可信的官方信息并不是很多。所以很多人因为恐慌会相信社交媒体上各种各样耸人听闻的假新闻。
But why is that? Why are we attracted to negative news? Well, according to a lot of researchers, the act of doom scrolling can be attributed to the natural negativity bias people have when consuming information.
这就跟我们本身的一种负面偏误 negativity bias 有关。
Negativity bias is the idea that negative events have a larger impact on one's mental well-being than good ones.
这种 bias 指的是负面的信息通常比正面的信息对我们的影响要大。
And some psychiatrists believe that's because humans are all hardwired to see the negative and to be drawn to the negative because it can harm them physically.
有不少心理学家就认为我们之所以会更为负面新闻所吸引，那是因为人类自保的本能，让我们容易去关注一些可能会伤害到我们的负面信息。
However, as opposed to primitive humans, most people in modern times do not even realize that they're even seeking negative information. And social media algorithm can also aid in the act of doom scrolling.
再加上社交媒体上大数据的算法也容易加重这种负面刷屏。
Despite the fact that doom scrolling is kind of in human nature, it can be pretty detrimental to our mental and even physical health. For the past couple of years, the pandemic and now the conflicts in the world have created an overarching sense of anxiety and depression among a lot of people.
这两年的疫情还有国际大环境的各种冲突争端，其实在很多普通人的心里都造成了一定程度的焦虑和抑郁的情绪。
And consuming more information, especially negative information, can reinforce that anxiety and depression in a vicious cycle.
而这个时候如果你再大量摄取更多的负面信息，只会让自己陷入一个焦虑和抑郁的恶性循环。
So, if during these difficult times, you are actually addicted to doom scrolling on your phone, here are a few things you can do. Number one, set a time limit.Setting time limits, like reminders or alarm, can help snap you out of this doom-scrolling session. Number two, avoid social media. Actively avoid sites or apps with a lot of news or chatter, particularly those platforms that focus on the negative side. Number three, create boundaries. Be aware of what subjects you focus on and talk about with your friends, your family, and how long you tend to discuss them.And the last one is practice gratitude. Doom scrolling can cause you to forget about anything except what is wrong in the world. In order to fight back, list a few things you're grateful for each day. It might sound silly in the beginning, but if you keep doing it, you will notice the effect. Now let's move on to sample sentences. Sample 1. Lying awake at night.We often find ourselves in a doom-scrolling spiral. Lying awake at night, we often find ourselves in a doom-scrolling spiral. Sample 2. When doom-scrolling becomes a compulsion, it can cause harm to mental and even physical health. When doom-scrolling becomes a compulsion, it can cause harm to mental and even physical health.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So have you ever been addicted to doom scrolling?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。疫情当前，不能出去享受春光，来酒馆充电一样活力满满。酒馆的进阶口语课第17期课程报名已过半，价格即将开始上浮。同时我们还会重磅推出新课，高级口语辩论 B2 Plus, 专为口语达人准备。两个课程都会在4月开课。快来酒馆打造更优秀的自己吧。报名咨询请联系小助手。微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。